Everything I know, I've learned from soap operas. In case you missed the news, soap operas are an endangered species. To explain why his network canceled One Life to Live and All My Children, Brian Franz, president of daytime television at ABC, said, "Viewers are telling us they prefer authentic and fun shows that are relatable, offer a wide variety of opinions, and focus on real-life takeaways." Eventually, the sands of time will reveal the horrific impact of his short-sightedness, as future generations will never be aware of any of these important life lessons that can only be learned after school while watching the soaps. Number one, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. I admit this is something you can also learn at work, but the sooner you figure it out, the better. Although Victor Newman from Young and Restless has been an upstanding member of the Genoa City business community for many years, some of his actions have been less than appropriate, such as the two unfortunate dungeon-keeping incidents, the first involving his first wife and the second involving locking a rival suitor in his bomb shelter. You might be able to excuse one kidnapping as an isolated occurrence, but two starts to form a pattern. The subtext of this lesson is that once someone figures out how rewarding it is to be a bad guy, he will keep on doing it. Witness Bernie Madoff, Conrad Black, and Stephen Harper. Number two, dress nicely at all times. Unfortunately, we will never know what's in store for the remainder of Erica Kane's life after All My Children ends, although I would predict a few kidnappings, several more husbands, and many figurative backstabbings. But we do know she will be well-dressed to her grave. Really. You never know who might drop over, so it's best to look presentable. Soap operas legitimized wearing sequins before noon and taught us that jewelry is to be worn, not sequestered in a safe deposit box. More practically, when some dork with a cell phone snaps a picture of you leaving the gym and posts it on Facebook, isn't it better to be wearing Lululemons than baggy sweats? And everyone knows, if you leave the house looking like crap, you are pretty much guaranteed to run into your ex-boyfriend, future boss, or George Clooney. Number three, there are only so many themes in life. George Santayana famously said, "Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it." I beg to differ. In reality, there's a finite number of storylines in the universe, and they just repeat themselves over and over and over again. People who don't understand the true genius of soap operas often make fun of the prevalence of amnesia, illegitimate children, long-lost brothers, marriages with half-lives of two episodes, and evil twins. I remind them that in real life there are celebrity burnouts, political sex scandals, megalomaniac dictators, repressive regimes, stock market crashes, gold rushes, fashion crimes, crappy sitcoms, and end-of-the-world pronouncements, all of which happen with predictable frequency. This is also a lesson best learned as quickly as possible. Otherwise, you will waste your time believing the jumpsuit will never make a comeback and that Justin Bieber will still fill large stadiums 2 years from now. Number four. It is possible to reinvent yourself. Any character that's been on a soap opera for the long haul has had myriad personas and careers. Nikki, from Young and the Restless, started out as a stripper at the Bayou before being plucked from her dodgy lifestyle to eventually become the matriarch of Victor Newman's ranch. She also made a few detours along the way to marry Paul, the private investigator, who helped her discover Victor's treachery, and hang out with Jack Abbott long enough to become a cosmetic executive. All of this without finishing high school. The lesson here is that for most part, people will remember what you just did or what you're doing now as opposed to what you might have done a few years ago as long as you thoroughly and mindfully inhabit your current persona, although it does help if someone hands you a script. Number five, children grow up really fast. My friends that have children tell me the years go by like a blur until suddenly they're forking out vast amounts of money on post-secondary education. This, of course, is a dubious investment with only the remotest likelihood it will guarantee gainful employment and eventual departure from the house. But I digress. On soap operas, it is necessary to ensure the continuation of the resident dynasties so there is great fanfare when a baby arrives. The baby appears on about two episodes before being whisked away to the equivalent of a hothouse to reemerge 4 months later as a 10-year-old for a few weeks prior to being shipped off to boarding school in Switzerland. High school graduation happens about 6 months later when a new round of storylines can begin featuring rivalry for the young heiress and her publishing empire, evil twins, and marriages with a half-life of 6 months. Of course, I realize the accelerated growth of soap opera children is fiction, but I think the real explanation for the perception of the rapid maturation of earthbound children can indeed be found in a soap opera lesson, amnesia. Number 6, life imitates art. Oscar Wilde was correct when he opined that life imitates art far more than art imitates life. As you may know, the Abbott family from Young and Restless made its fortune by establishing a cosmetics conglomerate. Apparently, there is now a real incarnation of Jabot Cosmetics where you can buy the beauty products that are essential for a true soap opera glamour. The fictional Damien Spinelli, a private detective on General Hospital, has written a book about his exploits with the very imaginative title of The Secret Life of Damien Spinelli. His virtual book launch has morphed into a real hardcover publication available through the General Hospital website for only $25.50. The more cynical among us would dismiss these as blatant marketing tie-ins. I would rather believe they teach us that anything can come true, even if it has its roots in fantasy.